This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The first nominating contest on the 2020 U.S. presidential election is Monday. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Now is the time to end the complaining. Now is the time for action.
On the eve of the Iowa caucuses, Democratic presidential candidates like Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden have been hustling across the state.
I do have a nickname I want to give him. Former President.
Trying to fire up supporters and make one last appeal to people still struggling to make a final decision.
Every single time my party has won the White House in the last 50 years.
Pete Buttigieg.
We have done it with a candidate who is new.
Amy Klobuchar.
We have people that want to come with us, and we need a candidate that's going to bring them with us instead of shutting them out.
And we better come together to meet that goal. We are going to beat Donald Trump.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Protesters marched in Baghdad and southern cities in Iraq on Sunday against the appointment of the country's new prime minister, Mohammed Tawfiq Alawi. Emer McCarthy has more.
Protesters in Iraq have taken to the streets to denounce the appointment of the country's new prime minister, Mohammed Tawfiq Alawi. And that's even after he appealed to downtrodden Iraqis for their support and pledged to hold internationally monitored elections and form a government within 1 month. But for many protesters, he's just another stooge of the political elite. Iraqi President Barham Saleh appointed Alawi as prime minister on Saturday after squabbling parties failed to name a candidate in the 2 months since Adel Abdul Mahdi was ousted by mass protests.
Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has threatened to cut security ties with both U.S. and Israel in a speech at an Arab League meeting. VOA News.